We haven't had these double, triple overtime, the kind of games you used to play in the playoffs, where which ended like 1:30 in the morning and guys are eating pizza slices and orange peels and, you know, orange slices, I should say. It's, you know, everything, even that Ottawa game pushed the limits a little bit the other night, but we haven't seen a triple overtime game yet.
Yeah, well, listen, with this playoff this year, you never know. I mean, it seems like every goal, every game is one goal of the game, overtime. It's great. It's great. It's great to watch. And there's a lot of tired people in the morning, though. I'll tell you, you go to Starbucks. And speak, you watch the game, Lesson? Yeah, I watch the whole game, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, they got to get up early. So, but it's great. It's great for hockey, NHL.
Can the Penguins keep doing this with Vokoun as their starting goalie, Rick?
Yeah, you know, he's done a nice job coming in. You know, obviously, you know, there's a lot of people here in Pittsburgh very nervous game five. You know, they Fleury, obviously, I wouldn't say it was imploding, but it wasn't looking good. And that's why Ray Shiro is probably going to be the GM of the executive of the year. He goes in and gets Vokoun and he settles the city down. I mean, everybody's pretty kind of a little nervous from what happened last year with the Flyers in Pittsburgh and the goaltending. And to answer your question, absolutely. He's he only let two goals in yesterday in what 70-80 minutes. So the guy's done a great job.
I've been impressed by Detroit and their moxie, and it's Babcock, and it's the two vets are playing well. Zetterberg's done a great job checking Taves and limited him to nothing. Datsyuk scores, but I don't know, Rick. If I'd put money on the Blackhawks, I wouldn't want to back right now. You know what I mean? I still think Chicago is going to find a way. I just think there's too much talent there.
Yeah, the depth. I mean, they can just roll four lines. I mean, and obviously the goaltending and defense is good. Yeah, I mean, Detroit is. If you're talking about a team, it happens every year. You get that one team that kind of gets in as the eighth or seventh seed. They believe in each other. They got a lot of young guys. Obviously, they got a great coach. The most underrated guy is Jimmy Howard. I mean, this guy, everybody always talks about other goaltenders. And, you know, they mention him, but it's not. He's always a third, fourth guy. I mean, he's probably been the best goalie in the playoffs so far. He's got his whole team believing him. So they're scrappy. I mean, this could go seven.
Why is it, Rick, a guy like Jonathan Toews, who has all the talent in the world, struggles in the postseason, and we've seen through history grinders, a guy like Claude Lemieux, come up so big in the postseason?
Yeah, you know what? He's a great player. He's struggling right now. And I remember when I was coaching with Adam Oates, he'd always say, you know, as a player that, you know, scores goals and gets assists, and he's obviously a hell of a two-way hockey player, but when the pressure mounts, when you don't get the couple assists or that goal, especially in the playoffs, it magnifies. And then the press gets on guys, and it's like, oh, you haven't scored. Now, he does other things. He does, you know, he's obviously a great leader. He does a lot of things on the ice. But, you know, obviously they need the goals from him and assists. And it, when you don't get that goal or that assist, you know, game two, game three, game four, it honestly, the intensity of the pressure is so hard on a guy because he hasn't got the points. And that's probably a Jonathan Toews right now because, you know, you know, they're looking for goals, and he hasn't supplied that. But the only, like I said, like Claude, I mean, those guys, I mean, they're scrappy guys, but a guy like Toews, he just needs that kind of that fluky goal to get him started.
You coached on the Colorado bench with Patrick Waugh, and I wanted to ask you, with all the talk about Colorado, so you've won in the league, you've known what it takes to be a head coach. If Patrick takes this job, if Joe Sakic makes him the coach of the Avalanche, what kind of head coach do you think Pat will be?
You know what? I think he's going to be a really good coach. He's very intense. He's not afraid to call anybody out at any stature. Like I remember when I was coaching with Tony Granato, we had a team meeting with seven guys in there, and the seven guys in there were like Hall of Fame guys. You're talking Forsberg, Sakic, you know, Robbie Blake. And I remember there was we were scuffling along a little bit, and a couple of guys. One of the guys said, you know, why are we arguing? Why are we getting on each other? And he goes, to win a Stanley Cup, you can't be all friends every day. And I remember the way he said it. He stared the guy in the eye and he said it. You know, you got to have confrontation when you win a Stanley Cup. And he has no problem confronting his teammates or the players. So I think he's really good. You know, he's got a nucleus of players here in Colorado. So I think it's a good choice for him.